time now for our Wednesday morning conversation. Once a month or so, we get together with some folks from our Tomahawk Aspirus Hospital. We've been exploring the different departments and let you know that we can do a lot here in Tomahawk at our local hospital. You don't have to necessarily go out of town. They can take care of a whole bunch of stuff right here in Tomahawk at Aspirus Hospital. And one of the things that they offer, one of the services they offer, occupational therapy. And so Joy Verfirth, I said it wrong again, didn't I?
You did very well.
I did. Close enough?
Yeah.
Joy, thanks for being here. And Candace Fedrowitz is with us as well. Good morning to both of you.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Glad you're both here. And so let's talk about occupational therapy. Before we turn on the microphones, my daughter-in-law is an occupational therapist, and I couldn't tell you exactly what she does. To be honest with you, I always thought that occupational therapy was just about helping people get back to work, but I know she works with kids, and they ain't going to work. And so I know there's got to be a lot more to this. So I'm going to put it out here for both of you. First of all, what is occupational therapy, and why is it different from physical therapy?
Well, occupational therapy, we focus on helping people participate in daily activities or their occupations. Those are things that are meaningful to them, such as dressing, cooking, getting back to work, or caring for others. Occupational therapy, we treat more conditions with the upper body, shoulders, elbows, hands, and physical therapy treats more lower body conditions, hips, knees, ankles, and backs.
Candace, that was very well said. Joy, do you agree with all that?
I do agree with all that. That sounds just right in line with what we do. You know, we all have a foundation in rehab. That's a question we hear all the time is, how is physical therapy different than occupational therapy? We have this rehab foundation, and then we have some specialty subsets from that. So that is, just like Candace described, the upper extremities we focus on. And then a few other things we're going to talk about today that we can share with the community about other resources we can offer them as well.
Is it safe to say that physical therapy is more of a whole body thing, where occupational therapy is more specialized? Sort of, kind of?
Kind of. Yeah.
A little bit, sort of?
Yeah, we all have kind of the basics in rehab, and then we kind of have those specialty items.
Okay.
Even physical therapy has their specialized areas as well. So as a rehab team, we have you covered either way. And we usually just recommend, don't worry about where you need to be. We'll help you with that. When you get a referral from your provider or you come to us, we'll help you get routed in the right direction to who's best suited for your needs.
One of the other things we talked a little bit before the microphones went on, occupational therapy is sometimes that name goes way back, because it pretty much only dealt with people going to work, but over the years that has changed a whole lot. What do you think, Candace, what would you think a better name for instead of occupational therapy? Is there a better name that better describes it now than we're in more modern times?
That's a good question. I guess movement therapist.
Oh.
Or... I don't know. Do you have any other thoughts?
How about functional therapy?
Functional, yeah.
That's exactly what I was going to say, yes, because it's very much about the everyday things that we do, from our self-cares to the fun leisure things we do, to the work things we do, to the home management. So all those areas of function, that's our goal, is to get people rolling with those, doing the things they want to be doing.
So who are the patients you typically work with at Aspirus Tomahawk Hospital?
So we have just some general ideas that we can share, upper body injuries or diseases, disorders that come to play. So, for example, we had a lot of falls this winter with the ice, so it might be a slip and a fall, and you might have sprained or broke your wrist. It's immobilized for a six-week period of time, and suddenly you get your cast off or your brace off, and you're weak and you're stiff, and you can't use that hand in your everyday activities. That's one of the examples. We work with people that have suffered a stroke where their body just isn't working as they should. And so we work on getting back our motion, our strength, our sensation, our coordination. Post-surgicals, you might have a hip or a knee or a shoulder replaced. The occupational therapists work on those shoulders. PTs work on the hips and the knees, but in those joint replacement situations too, you know, you want to get going again, but it takes your body some time to get there.
So you're really seeing people really of all ages. I would assume some of these things may happen in school during sports, and they may need rehab to get back to their old way of doing sports, and as adults at home or at work, and even as we're done with work in our elder years, you can also help us stay in our homes a little bit longer. That's one of the other notes that Matt has here for me. It was down a little ways, but you two are very instrumental, and the people that do what you do are instrumental in helping people stay in their homes longer, which is what we all want for our aging parents.
Yes, absolutely. We'll help make home modifications, make recommendations so that they have safety, you know, with getting in and out of the bathtub, getting into the home. Is a ramp needed instead of stairs so they can age in their home? Or is it something as simple as changing doorknobs so they are able to open a doorknob, a lever, easier than a knob to turn? So we make lots of different home modifications with that.
Does that mean you two are actually in people's homes taking a look at what's going on in there? Or is this all done in the hospital setting?
The hospital setting, the clinic.
Okay.
So we in the hospital, we have a program called Swing Bed, and that kind of is that gap that's bridged between hospital and home.
Okay.
Instead of somebody, you know, maybe post-surgical or a fall at home or a stroke, and they it's that bridge between hospital and home instead of going somewhere like a nursing home. So we'll sometimes ask for pictures from family to say, oh, a tub bench might be helpful so you're safer getting in and out of that, or things like that.
You mentioned doorknobs. Now, that really got my gears grinding here, that something so simple like inability to turn a regular doorknob may keep somebody out of their home when there are alternatives that they may not know about otherwise.
Yes.
That's something so simple, just like that, switch to a lever instead of a knob.
Mm-hmm.
Done deal. They're still in their house.
Yep.
And so you're giving people those ideas. So you get an idea what things are like at home, then you take your expertise and say, okay, here are some issues that we see in your home. Now, chances are the patient that you're dealing with isn't going to be able to make these modifications themselves. So can you also point them in a direction to make sure that these things get done once they are released or before they get home?
Yes, so we have some nice follow-through with home occupational therapists.
Okay.
Candace and I treat primarily at the hospital here in Tomahawk, the inpatients and the outpatients. But then when people go home, we can make those referrals to have a home OT, PT, speech therapist come out and follow through with them. Sometimes that includes a home nurse as well. We get families involved as much as we can because sometimes we need help. We can't do that all ourselves. And so we try to, you know, incorporate as much resources as people need for them to return home. And then the next therapist might take it from there, from the time that they're discharged from us to the time they return home.
Are there some stories of examples that you can think of that come right to your head where you actually help somebody be able to get their independence back and they could go back home and they're probably sitting and thinking, oh my gosh, I'm going to be in an institution the rest of my life. Do you have any real life stories? Oh, I'm seeing nods already here.
Yeah.
Who wants to go first? I'd love to hear these stories.
Some more recent patients that we've worked with have had a number of nerve injuries and surgeries and were in rehab for quite a long time. And we've now gotten to the point where we're talking about how do you get down your dock and how do you get onto your boat? Those are things that are important to this person. How do you get into your side-by-side? How do we make your life as full of quality as it was before? And so those are kind of the real life experiences. We start at the basics where people may not even be walking into therapy. They might be in a wheelchair, to transition to walking on their own, to then transitioning back to all the things that they were doing before.
Got it. Candace, you have any stories?
I think of like one lady that we worked with in the swing bed program. She had, I think, 5 or 6 stairs to get into her house, and she couldn't do stairs anymore. So we worked with her on getting a referral to get a ramp. And there are some facilities in the area that do funding for those. So just finding some of those resources for people.
I'm so glad that there are a lot of these stories, because I can just imagine you probably deal with people who are at the end of their rope. They're thinking, I'm not going to be able to live the way I used to live before whatever happened to me happened. You must bring a lot of hope into people's lives when you tell them that there are ways that they can get back to this. It must change their attitude altogether. It must be a fantastic situation to be in.
It's very rewarding to see people do the things that are important to them. And sometimes it might not even be an injury. Like Joy treats people with pelvic floor dysfunction. So she works on, you know, strengthening the pelvic floor, and she can talk more about that. Mm-hmm. I work with people with Parkinson's disease. I do a program called LSVT Big. So it's a movement-based program that's specifically targeted for Parkinson's to help them move a little bit better. And then I also treat pediatrics, so it might be helping make recommendations for adaptations in the home for a PEACH child, or helping with regulation if they have some sensory processing difficulties.
How do you get these patients to come to you? Are they referred to you? Because Parkinson's, people that I love and I'm close to have Parkinson's, and so that one really caught my ear. So do you get referred to their other doctors? Is that how they come to you? Because if people don't know that you're there, I'm wanting people to get the help that they can get. They may not know it. So I'm doctors are very well aware of what you're doing. They're referring you, correct?
Correct.
Okay.
Yeah, so, I mean, you can get a referral from your doctor. A lot of times when you're seeing them, you know, for a checkup or your neurologist for Parkinson's, you can ask them specifically for a therapy referral. Some doctors will just refer on their own, but they can also contact our facility at 715-453-7740, and we can always help them with a referral, and we're always happy to help you guide through that process. And sometimes when you're referred for rehab, you do have a choice of where you want to go. You know, some therapists have different skills to help you more than others, you know, like my specialty area is PEDS, Parkinson's, and Joy can kind of speak more about hers.
Yes, please, Joy.
Sure. I specialize in some pelvic floor rehab for females, so that's everything from post-childbirth to changes in bowel and bladder function to weakness to pain. I also treat lymphedema, which is maybe a little bit more understood now. It's swelling in a particular part of the body after an injury or trauma or cancer diagnosis. So on top of the basic OT things, if we talked about that upper extremity rehab that we do, Candace and I have developed and sought out a lot of additional skills to help those specialty diagnoses as well. I always tell my patients, you are your best advocate. So if you're going to a provider and you know that something is not right for you, your body is different or changing, talk to your provider. You can ask and seek out some therapy and ask for those referrals as well. You know, a lot of our providers, our local providers, know us well and are great at routing people to where they need to be. But sometimes if you're outside of the area, you might need to ask.
I'm glad you brought that up because oftentimes we are trusting our doctors and we don't know that we are allowed to speak up and say, but doc, you know, I know I hear what you say. I appreciate what you're doing, but I'm still, you know, whatever. We should not be afraid to do that because I know that a lot of people are and they just won't and they'll sit there and just whatever the doctor says goes. How do we handle that in a good way?
You know, I think that just verbalizing what's going on, sharing with your provider the things that are happening, some of them are not easy to talk about, but they're important to talk about. And we're here to say that there are some things that can help with that. So having those personal conversations with your provider, asking questions, it is just fine to advocate for yourself. It's not disrespectful. Providers really want and need that back and forth conversation so that they can route you to where you need to go.
I'm getting a lot of education here this morning, starting to understand what you two do and what others in your business do. And April is Occupational Therapy Month, and we waited till the second to last day of the month to get this out, but better late than never, right?
Mm-hmm.
You are people that do what you do. I think that you're special people. You must have a calling some way that you want to help, and then you get into the medical field and you decide, okay, here's where I'm going to do the most good. Here's where I'm going to feel best helping other people. I think that you're all very special people, so thanks for doing what you're doing. Another thing here quickly, as far as tailoring therapy, now everybody's different, everybody's going to react different. So how do you tailor the programs for people to meet what they need met?
So it really starts with the person. We need to know what matters to each of you because everybody has a different goal of what they want to do, what level of fitness they want to be at, what they need to work on. So we start looking at function, obviously, but then talk with everybody individually. What are your goals? What are the things that are important for you to work on? And then we make sure the foundation is there for safety, for strength, for range of motion.
I'll assume that somebody that just wants to be able to get in and out of the pontoon boat safely, their needs are going to be different than somebody that needs to get up and down the steps at church every week differently. So you're going to find out what they do, and then you're going to figure out how to treat them.
Definitely. You know, we have employees who have a work injury who may need to lift a lot of weight. You know, they're sometimes lifting 50 to 100 pounds. So that person's rehab course is going to be very different than somebody else who maybe is retired and needs to lift a 50-pound bag of dog food once a month, but then wants to do just the everyday activity. So every situation is a little bit different, but we work on making sure that foundation is there for them, but then making sure that they're getting that quality of life that they want.
And Ken, as we're working with the kids, is a whole different ball of wax altogether, I would assume.
Oh, it sure can be.
So how do you specialize with the kids?
Well, we look at what's the area of concern. Is it behavioral? Is it noises are too loud for them and then they want to hide under a desk? Is it lights are too bright? Is it sensation of certain textures that bother them so they don't ever want to wear socks or shoes? So we kind of really look at what is important to that child and their family or caregivers so that they can continue to meet all the developmental milestones that they need to.
You must be like a miracle worker to a lot of parents who think that, gosh, I thought that this was just the way my kid was going to be, and you're telling me this is something that could be fixed?
Yeah, I mean, I can't say fixed always, but
Helped.
I mean, we're all quirky people. If you look at all of us, we all have our quirks, and we just have to find out what makes people thrive and keep going, and what are the things that they don't like in their life, and how we can integrate that into our daily activities.
I would assume also that if people find themselves in such a situation to need your services, they're going to need to be carrying on years and probably months and years afterwards. And so I would assume there are probably exercises that you help people out with so that once your daily or weekly contact is done, they can carry on themselves. So how do we address that situation?
So usually from our first visit on, we are building that, what we call a home exercise program. Whether it be for the young child or the middle-aged person or the elderly person, so that we are giving you skills to continue to work on, to keep pain down, to keep the body moving. And so by the time you're done with us, the hope is that you are independent with that core program for yourself. It may be something we recommend until you're healed. It may be a lifestyle change for you that I'll say to patients, this is good for most every day through your time on this earth, because it will keep you feeling good so that we're not doing that yo-yo effect as far as letting things go and then jumping back on every time. So by the time people are done working with us, the goal is for them to have a really nice core program that they can continue with on their own to keep things climbing and for sure to keep things maintained.
Mm. Candice, how can people make an appointment with either one of you and explore this topic a little bit more personally?
Yeah, so they can reach out to their referring provider. Of course, that, you know, we do need referrals to see people from the providers, so they can do that. Or they can reach out to our office and we can help get that going at 715-453-7740.
Well, I've learned something here this morning. I hope our listeners have as well. And so during April Occupational Therapy Month, Joy, I'm going to give you some last words here before you exit the studio this morning. How do you want to leave us today?
Oh, gosh. Well, I think we know how short life is. So it's all about putting the quality in it. So if there are things that you're struggling with that are physical or affected by a disease process, there are things that rehab professionals can help you with. And that can be speech, that can be physical therapy, that can be occupational therapy. So talk to your providers. You know, we want to have a quality life, be safe, be happy, do all the things we want to do. Don't hide it. Talk with providers. Be working with therapies as needed.
And it's nice to know we have top-notch people at a top-notch facility right here in Tomahawk at Aspirus. And so, Candice, how about you? How would you like to leave us today?
I like the phrase, motion is lotion. The more we move, the better it is for our bodies. So, you know, staying inactive on the couch, it's not going to get us moving like we should. So,
what if you put one of those pedal things underneath the couch like they advertise on TV? That's all we need. We just need to sit down and pedal.
Yeah, it might be a good, you know, a good partial activity.
Okay. Yeah.
But, you know, staying active with regular movements like walking, light strengthening exercises, keeping your joints mobile. Those are all the important things to do.
Got it. Again, what's the number to make an appointment?
715-453-7740.
I hope you two are less nervous now that we're done than from before we started. And so I hope you go back to work nice and relaxed and ready to help some more folks. I appreciate what you two do. I appreciate that you're here in Tomahawk doing it at Aspirus Hospital.
Thank you for having us.